Let's talk about what's going on today in court. So they canceled court. It was sort of a last minute thing, or at least it felt that way. So why would they cancel court? Well, good people to check in terms of what's happening in the court to give facts. Jess Machado Show on Twitter, she's in the court. I think she's been there almost every day. She's a independent journalist. There's also Christina Rex. She's been in there frequently, has been following this case since the very, very beginning as well. And so those two people's Twitter accounts generally will give pretty good information about what's happening on the ground in the Karen Reed case. So checking those, it looks like there's some speculation, or there's some, I should say, confirmation that Karen Reed is sick, and that's why they had to cancel today. And I'm honestly a little bit surprised at the fact it took this long. And the reason I say that is because, if you recall, in the first trial, it was mentioned early on, and in this trial, I believe Jen McCabe mentioned it. Karen Reed has MS. Multiple sclerosis is a neurological disease. It affects your brain and your spinal cord. And when you're diagnosed with it, it takes some time. Sometimes it's hard to diagnose because the symptoms are very unusual and it's not the most common thing. But once you're diagnosed with it, typically you're put into two categories. It's either progressive MS, where it just gets progressively worse. You start to lose ability to control your bladder. You have trouble walking. You can have memory fades. You can have numbness, tingling, pain. It's very insidious. So that's the progressive type, and that's the type where people end up in wheelchairs usually, you know, in their 60s or 70s, usually, or maybe earlier, honestly. That's usually men. Women can have it too. And then there's the other type, which is the relapsing, remitting type. And that's the type where you have flare-ups. So essentially, you're living your life, everything's fine, everything's normal, you're taking your medicine for MS, and then for whatever reason, you have an exacerbation. It flares up. And so my guess is that Karen Reed has the relapsing remitting type, which is definitely the more common type and would make sense considering she's walking and talking and fully functioning, highly intelligent woman. All that being said, just like any illness, when you're run down, when you're stressed, when you are losing sleep, when you're not eating properly, when your body is in a constant state of fight and flight where you're just releasing all kinds of hormones, particularly cortisol, you are going to get sick. It's honestly, like, these people are specimens of health that are in this trial so far, because I haven't seen any of the attorneys or the judge or anyone, and Karen, get sick, right? Nobody's really gotten sick, and we've been following this closely. And so they really take care of themselves. This is clear. They take care of themselves, they eat right, they sleep right, all these things. All that said, this case is life or death for Karen Reed. This case, not that she's going to be put to the death penalty, but it couldn't be more serious for her, okay? It just couldn't be more serious for anyone who's in this position. She knows she's being framed, okay? She knows probably who did it at this point. And it took her a while to put all the pieces together because she was trusting and she was intoxicated and she probably forgot some of the events of the night, but she's been able to slowly put it together. And she has to sit there and be prosecuted or persecuted at this point. She has to sit there and hear people spew out lies, try to cover themselves. And the last trial, she was given a lot of criticism about her facial expressions, about how she smirked, about how she looked arrogant, about how she looked angry, all these things, right? Which I'm gonna say right now, to me, God bless, because my face is the same way. It's like, you just know what I'm thinking, even if I don't say it. So I just say it, you know? And she's definitely that way. I've seen her on these interviews. This is a woman who does not mind telling you exactly how she feels and why. And so when you have that kind of personality and you have to try to control it, it can make you sick. It can make anybody sick. So this time she's been much better, much more subdued with her, you know, facial expressions being a lot more, you know, she appears more humble. I don't believe that she's not humble. I wouldn't be pissed if she was arrogant at this point. I mean, I'd be pissed off and arrogant too. But the jury doesn't understand any of this. And so you have to take that into consideration. She's smart enough to know that. And so she's curbed down a lot of her her expressions. That takes a lot of work, guys. I mean, to control your instinct, your instinctual self, to make changes of yourself in real time like that, that's not easy. That usually takes years of therapy and stuff. This poor woman has been through so much shit. She is probably having a relapse of her MS. I would not be surprised if she's in pain and having trouble with it. You know, there are medicines you can take for it that will help the relapse, you know, move along more quickly. But it doesn't matter. It's just one more thing that the Commonwealth has done to this woman. Okay? They have affected her health. She mentioned she had colon cancer. I did not know that. I feel like I heard somewhere that she had some sort of inflammatory bowel disease, which can ultimately lead to colon cancer for some people if it's ulcerative colitis, Crohn's sometimes less likely. But regardless of what it is, she's a colon cancer survivor, okay? We know that she had a colostomy thanks to Proctor, which is bizarre that he even knows that. All right, imagine all of this about you. Like, her personal life has been turned inside out. And to her credit, she does not let that bother her because she knows who she is as a person. She stands on her own 2 feet. She knows what the truth is. She knows she didn't kill anybody. And she is not letting anybody gaslight her. And thankfully, a whole lot of other people see it now, but it's taken a long time to get here, right? It's taken a long time to get here. Turtle Boy is also obviously the first person to break the story, has followed it closely throughout, has been arrested because of this, because this corruption in this county is so bad. So he's another person to get facts from. Look, maybe it turns out it's not Karen Reed's health, but it wouldn't surprise me if it is, because she has MS, and we've been following this case for how many days and the pretrial. We know she's not sleeping, and anybody in that situation, no matter how strong you are, no matter how much faith you are, eventually your body will say, yeah, we're done here. I need some rest. I'm not feeling well. It's probably triggered It could foreseeably be a MS relapse, which, you know, could last days, a week or so, something like that. It depends, honestly. Everybody's a little bit different with that. So let's all pray for, if this is true, for Karen Reed's recovery, for her to get some rest and be back in fighting shape for the end of this Commonwealth case in chief. You know, it's unfathomable what this woman has been through and the amount of stress she has taken on, the amount of grace she has shown under pressure, the amount of strength. I've never once seen her break down and cry, not once. She will not give them that satisfaction. She will always help hold her head up high. And I admire her so much for that. I give her so much respect for that. And we see what's happening out here to you, Karen. And we know that this has happened to other people. This has happened in the Sandra Birchmore case. It's happening in Aiden Carney's case. It has happened over and over and over again. And just like Karen said, she feels like, for whatever reason, she was chosen to do this. And it seems like that's very likely, you know, because who else could have been put on full display like this? Being maligned with these insults, being told to go kill themselves in a text message by a cop, having their body discussed, their asses too flat. Go fuck yourself, Proctor. Seriously, these people are foul. These people are foul. They talk like this. These are the type of people that talk shit about defendants and perpetrators. Make no mistake about it. This is their culture, like we talked about. It's the same person that if they were in the medical field, a nurse or a doctor or whatever, PA, would talk shit about the patient. Oh my God, this lady's a basket case. Oh my God, I feel sorry for her kids. Yeah, those people can go fuck themselves too. That's not what you're there for. You're not there to judge. You're there to treat. You took an oath to help people, remember? And that's what cops do too. You people need to understand that the world is becoming more focused. The energies are shifting. Karma is happening in real time. People are seeing what's happening now. It's hard to hide it and obfuscate it. The people who see, and you can't make us unsee anymore. You can't distract us with BS. So just get ready, because all of you fuckers, your karma is coming. It's coming. And you brought it all on yourselves. Free Karen Reed, free